Hello, Boomville. I'm going to demonstrate something really, really annoying. Which is those stupid automated systems you have to ring up.
To hear how we use your data, please press star. To make it easier for you, we have made some changes to our options. For all of your ticketing inquiries, including Oyster and contactless payment cards, please press 1. If you'd like us to help you plan a journey, choose option 2. Need help with lost property? Please press 3. For any other TFL inquiry, press 4. Welcome to our Journey Planner service. If you are an older or disabled person and need additional assistance, press star to speak to one of our dedicated team.
Maybe, but I didn't know.
Welcome back to the TFL Journey Planner service. Okay, let's start. The last time you called, you asked for a journey from...
Yeah, we're not going to show you where I got asked for a journey from and to. No.
Please tell me the name of the station or postcode you're starting from.
London Euston.
Okay, so that's departing from Euston Station. Thanks. And where are you going to?
Leicester Square.
Euston Station to Leicester Square Station. Thanks. Do you need to arrive by a particular time?
Yes.
Okay, please tell me the time you'd like to arrive.
4:30.
Is that 4:30 a.m. tomorrow?
No.
Okay, please enter an arrival time using your keypad. For example, if you want to get there by 9:30 a.m, please enter 09:30. If you want 9:30 p.m, enter 21:30.
What? It's a horse on a treadmill.
Would you like me to text you that journey information?
Repeat it, please.
Okay. Text on its way. Remember, the message will be charged at normal standard message rate.
Oh, no.
Would you like to hear more options?
Yes.
You can choose an earlier journey, a later journey, change the transport options, or look for another journey. What would you like to do?
Choose an earlier journey.
Another journey. Okay, please tell me the name of the station or postcode you're starting from.
So, if you actually spoke to a human, this would have been a lot quicker.
Yeah.
And you could have just said to them, I want to go a bit earlier. Can you just tell me the train?
Yeah, but I couldn't even hear the right time because you said something because you didn't know it was going to clash. Mm. And it heard you. And it stopped playing the information that I needed before it had even started. It's just so annoying. Yeah. It's just like, come on,
it's
really?
Lazy. It's very lazy.
It's cheap, but very cheap customer... Well, I was going to say customer service, but it isn't, is it? It's just...
And how much quicker would that... Let's rehearse it now, okay? Go on,
yeah.
You phone me.
Hi,
hello, this is Transport for London. Stephen speaking.
Hello, I need to get from...
How are you doing today?
I'm good, but I need to get from Euston Station to Leicester Square, please.
Right, Euston Station.
And arrive by 4:30 tomorrow, and you... You're making a big noise.
No, I'm on my keyboard, love, you see. okay, what time is that again?
4:30 p.m.
Okay, to Euston to Leicester Square?
Yeah.
Fine, there's a 15:19.
Imagine that, you get there so early.
Anything else?
Yeah, I think you're rubbish, I'm going to go now. You've given me the wrong train time.
But the later or an earlier train...
Well, just how often do they go?
Every 2 minutes.
Brilliant. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See, that was quicker.
Yeah, apart from I think they might have told me better information if I'd rung up and spoken to them.
But for illustrative purposes only, that was quicker.
Illustrative.
It's like when I use Siri, I say, call Fiona.
What, in that voice? That
yeah, because
sexy
Siri,
voice.
Because Siri says Fiona. So I say, call Fiona. And yeah. Often, it says, do you need an umbrella?
What?
Do you need an umbrella?
Does it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So I end up using Embrail to dull you, to call you.
Weird. BJ, you're brilliant.
Why?
You know how I said the mic was back to front last time?
Yeah.
And that it was still back to front on the phone?
Yeah.
Instead of turning it over and plugging it in the other way around.
Yeah.
You've turned the phone upside down.
What? What you wanted? I thought that's what you wanted. Upside down, we give you left and right stuff.
I meant turn it upside down, like so that the mic was at the top instead of the bottom, but you still had the screen on the top.
Okay.
Wow.
It's confusing, this living business.
Because look, I had to just check how long we'd got left on the boo, and I had to lift the phone off the table to do that because it was upside down.
I thought you said turn it upside down.
Oh look, right now it's what I meant by upside down. Look at this.
What?
So
that's facing you the other way, you mean?
Upside down?
It's upside down.
Well, it is, because the writing on it is upside down. If you were reading
the
print
the home
it,
button is here.
At the top?
Yeah, that isn't upside down. It's just turned around.
Upside down?
No, Fiona.
Yeah.
The home button is still facing the ceiling.
Yeah.
If it was upside down, the home button would be facing the table. Yeah, which you said turned upside down. This is just turned around. This is turned around.
Turned around 180 degrees,
yeah.
I should have said.
Which
isn't
turned upside down. So I think you were wrong, don't you? Upside down and turned around are two different things, remember that?
That's a song, isn't it? Upside down.
But do you think I've got a point, maybe? Yeah.
Well, no, if it was me, I'd have said, do you really mean upside down? Because...
Well, I just took your word for it, because I thought, well, whatever. If you really mean turn the phone round.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Whoops!
You know, to be in conclusion-ish, it took you around 10 minutes...
Earlier on.
...to find out about a journey.
It was really annoying, and in the end, it said, after a lot of struggling, it's... Because what happened was, I was trying to put the shopping away at the same time and multitask, and every time I made a noise, it wasn't even a speaking noise, it was just a... or something, putting a packet of something or other away and it rustled, or taking a thing out of a carrier bag or something, which isn't sounds nothing like a person talking at all. It stopped what it was talking about. Mm. And in the end it said, I'll put you through to someone who can help. And I thought, well, if you'd have just done that in the first place. Grr. So yeah, that was annoying. But Apple, I also rang AppleCare-ish. That's a joke. Anyway, today, and that was just as annoying. So, yeah. And, like, you're ringing them probably off your iPhone, and it asks you, tell us your IMEI number.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, really? Do you need to know that before I speak to a human? Come on. And Apple's supposed to be the, you know, king of intuitiveness and all that. But good grief, try and phone one of their stores and you... Oh. Yeah.
Apple were really quite challenging because we went there the other day in an effort, in a hope to get your phone mended, your screen.
Yep, and they said, oh, there's too many phones and you'd have to wait 5 hours or we can rebook you another appointment. So yeah, that was annoying.
But the thing is, you told them when you put the appointment it's for a new screen.
Yeah.
And at that point they should have said, okay, madam, that's fine. However... You need to know that there's a 5-hour wait.
Yeah, and
then
I said
you could have
this.
Decided.
I said, couldn't I have couldn't someone have told me